Sheena.
Last year I had some free time and a bit of money to spend. I'd always wanted to go walking and climbing in the Himalayas, but I didn't want to go on my own, and none of my friends wanted to go. So I found a website called Travel Groups, where you can contact other people who want to go to the same places as you, and you can join up and go together as a group. Anyway, I found three other people to go with, and we all met in Delhi in North India, and we travelled together. It worked out really well. I think websites like this are a good idea because lots of people don't want to travel on their own, and it works as long as everyone's reasonably sociable. I'm quite self-confident, and I think I'm an extrovert, so I think I'm quite good at getting on with people and making friends.
Alia.
I had a few months off after university, so I looked on the internet for volunteer work and found a really good website for last-minute volunteer jobs called the Volunteer Community Project. It was good because you can arrange things straight away and they pay your fares and you get basic accommodation and food. You don't earn money, but you don't really spend much either. I went to London and worked there with young children from problem families. I didn't have any experience, but that doesn't matter. You just need to be able to get on with kids and understand what they need. I never realised before, but actually, it seems like I've got a natural talent for teaching children. So it was a really great experience, and now I've decided to train as a primary school teacher.
Brad.
I really needed to earn some money, and I couldn't get a proper job. Someone told me about this website called Short Work, where people offer short jobs for a few days or a couple of weeks that they need doing, like helping out with things or fixing things for people. I'm quite good at things like that, and I know a bit about electricity and plumbing. I found this advert for a family who've got a large house and needed someone to do some basic work on it. So I went along and chatted to them and they gave me the job. I think they could see that I was quite serious about it and I was determined to work hard. It was really good. I was only there for 2 weeks, but in that time I managed to clear their garden, mend their garden fence, I painted 3 rooms for them, and I got their kitchen light working. So, not bad for 2 weeks' work.